That's right. So, yeah. It's our latest edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? So, yeah. Esmeralda Leon, who does traffic here on the show, does more than traffic, but she does the traffic on the show, also enjoys buying products that are kind of goofy, that you see on TV, that you see on infomercials. So we like to test out our knowledge if we know where Esmeralda would draw the line. Now, Esmeralda, you do enjoy, if you had an unlimited income, I would imagine that you would have like three houses full of gadgets and as seen on TV and goofy stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So what we do is we describe an item. I describe an item, tell you what it does. You can see these items now if you want to play along at home. You go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. All the items are there. You can actually see what we're talking about. And what we do is I read the item. Esmeralda looks at it, checks it out. And then myself, Dan Shagru, and Vic Vaughn, we vote on whether Esmeralda would indeed buy that item or not buy that item. And Dan is the reigning champ of this segment. Dan, what do you attribute your success in playing Would Esmeralda Buy That?
I understand the millennial mind.
I'm screwed.
Yeah. Tell me about it, Vic. All right. Are we all ready? Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The Neko Atsume cookies. Now, it might be Neko.
It's Neko.
Well, I mean, I was assuming it was Neko because of Neko wafers. That's the... But Neko Atsume cookies. The stars of your favorite app. Oh, it's an app. The stars of your favorite app are now available in cookie form. Oh, wait a minute. Is this the app, Esmeralda, that you play all the time?
Yes.
Okay. The Neko Atsume, do I have the second name right?
Yes.
Neko Atsume is a virtual pet game where the user sets out food and toys, and then you can watch as cats come to visit your virtual backyard. The gift store Lawson has created a collection of cookies that resemble the cats Snowball, Pepper, and Peaches. Also included are small circular cookies shaped like some of the balls featured in the game. I'm looking at the picture of it right now. It costs $30, the Neko Atsume cookies. Okay. Let's start with, do we start with you, don't we, Dan?
Typically, yes.
Yes, okay, good. Dan?
This one's so easy, I think Vic's going to get it right.
This is starting to feel like public shaming now, this game.
Considering Esmeralda's love for the app, I will say yes. She will gladly hand over the 30 bones.
Okay. All right, so Dan votes yes. Vic?
Dan knows me too, because yes, I would say yes on that one.
Okay, this one's not even a challenge. We're starting off really, really, really easy on this one. Without question, Esmeralda would buy that, I think. So let's go to Esmeralda, and would you indeed buy the Neko Atsume cookies?
Sadly, I would. Yes. Those cats are so cute.
Now, for people who don't know what this app is, why don't you give us a quick explanation? And you are constantly, well, not constantly playing it, but I've seen, you know, when you come in to do the final half hour of the show with me in studio, sometimes we'll go to a break and you'll go, look at the cats. And then you'll show me the app. And there's a cat like in your living room eating a cookie or running around. Or no, they're not even running around. They're just kind of sitting there.
Sometimes they do. Okay. But they in the like a limited area. So it is. So what you do is when you open the app, you have it's a backyard and like a living room that you can look at. And there's spaces in this living room where you can put toys, pillows, like big shelving units and things like that, cat toys and stuff. And then. And you also feed them. So there's two bowls to feed them. And what you do is you go to this little store where you buy everything, mm-hmm. but you buy it with fish. And there's goldfish and just regular fish. And these fish are given to you by the cats. And they're all stray cats that just show up to your home. And so anytime you open it up and you have food out, they will show up and you'll see them playing with something or just sleeping or just staring at you. And you collect them all. It's kind of like Pokemon.
Okay.
So, and you can take a picture of them, and they're either, yeah, so sometimes they'll be, they have all these different things that they can sit or sleep or play with. And then some of them are special. Like there's one that's it's a vase. I don't know why. I don't know. This makes no sense to me. But there is a special limited
a cat that's a vase?
No, it's a cat that shows up when you put this vase out. He'll sometimes show up named Guy Fury.
Oh, Guy Fury.
Like Guy Fury.
Right.
And he shows up and then you get more fish because he hangs out and he's more special. There's one if you leave out a baseball. Joe DiMaggio shows up.
Uh-huh.
So it's this kind of stuff. And you don't know what kind of cat's going to show up. And you look at it for maybe 3 minutes tops. Because you look at see what cats have shown up. And then if you want to interchange stuff or buy something in the shop, you can do that.
And then you check back in to see if...
Right. And then like 20 minutes later, you go back and check.
And now, are you familiar with Snowball, Pepper, and Peaches?
Yeah.
Those are they the three most popular cats?
No, they just show up a lot.
Okay.
You know, there's some that are just regular cats that just show up.
Right. Okay.
All the time.
And then there's Chairman Meow.
Yeah. There's the ones like that. Okay. Oh, gosh. They're all so right. cute.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. That first one out of the gate, that was easy. That was very, very easy. Let's see how much more challenging things get on Would Esmeralda Leon Buy That? And we got a break here for weather and traffic, but we'll get back to more of it. Miles and Georgia. Oh, I never laid a hand on you, Miles and Georgia. Like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. Yeah. So close. Triple Play Thursday continues. Four Seasons, My Eyes Adored You, 918 area code requested that for Triple Play Thursday. All right, we are in the middle of playing Would Esmeralda Buy That? So far, we are all batting 1,000. Dan, myself, and Vic. But the first one was easy. Now let's see. And again, if you want to check out these items, you can check them out at facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, are you ready for this? Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
The anti-fatigue faux grass rug. You get relaxation on demand. Simply step on it and experience comfort that most have never experienced. Make your feet smile with the rejuvenating power of our unique faux grass. Just kick your shoes off. The ultimate relief for exhausting days, this is the best alternative for your favorite foot massage spa. Gently soothe your feet and enjoy the benefits of having relaxed feet at home or office at your desk. The cost for the anti-fatigue faux grass rug, $34.97. All right. Dan, would Esmeralda buy that?
We had a sandal, I think, on a couple episodes back of Would Esmeralda Buy That, and she was for it. So she strikes me as a sandals girl, but she does not strike me as a barefoot girl. I don't think she enjoys going barefoot. I think she enjoys a good sandal, but not going barefoot. So I will say no, Esmeralda would not buy that.
Dan is voting no. All right. Into the newsroom with the brilliant Vic Vaughn.
No.
Oh! Emphatic.
Yeah, I don't think she would go for that.
You just because?
Actually, it was the same
reasoning that Dan had.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Plus, she has a job where she sits in the traffic room on and her feet are probably not sore at night. I don't think she needs this.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Jeez, thanks, Vic.
Yeah, all she does is sit on her ass for 4 hours. And I got a feeling Vic's just going to agree with Dan all morning. I think that's the strategy that Vic's taking.
That is unfair. And, however, I was thinking...
He didn't say no. He just said it's unfair.
We should probably have Dan go last, honestly.
Maybe we'll mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we've got two no's. The anti-fatigue faux grass rug, we're going to make it unanimous here. I don't think Esmeralda would buy that. I don't think it's something that she would spend her hard-earned $34.97 on. So the question is this, Esmeralda. Would you buy that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It looks so cool.
All right, explain why you would buy that.
I like it because it looks like it's a neat mat. It looks like grass. And it probably feels like grass.
Well, it's called faux grass, so of course it's going to look like grass.
I know, but that's the best feeling when you stick your feet into grass and it's kind of chilly. It's cold because it's been in the shade.
By the way,
I love being barefoot.
Wow, Dan, your instincts were make a note of that for future references.
Love
Dan.
Love being barefoot.
You know, so when we get foot items here on Would Esmeralda Buy That, lean towards the yes.
But I think it looks cool.
All right.
I think the faux grass looks neat.
Do you think your cat would pee on it?
No. She doesn't go outside.
Well, this would be inside, right?
Right. It's not a dog.
No, I know, but I'm saying.
She has a litter box.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe if it looked like a litter box.
If it were the faux litter box foot relaxer, stick your feet into a litter box.
Different story, yeah.
Experience the relaxation of litter between your toes. All right, are you ready for the next one? Here it is, the Pack-A-Yak. It's the world's first packable kayak. People, you really need to see this one. You need to see all these items at facebook.com/NickDShow. Easy to carry at 1/4 the size of a regular kayak. You can carry it in a duffel or in a backpack or wheeled luggage. It's easy to store. You live in an apartment, a condo, or a high rise. Now you can store your kayak in your coat closet after taking it up the elevator. That's very specific. It assembles in minutes. Patented clamping system makes it easy to put the kayak together in just a couple of minutes. Paddles the same. The Pack-A-Yak paddles just like a traditional kayak. It's made out of the same material as the best sellers. And it costs $1,695. $1,695 for the Pack-A-Yak, the world's first packable kayak. It's 14 feet long when it's fully assembled. It's 3.5 feet when it's packed. Okay. Dan, would Esmeralda buy that?
Initially, I was going to vote no because I assumed she was not a barefoot person and barefoot people, you know, like the beach and go kayaking and things. So, but I think the cost is too high. So I will vote no.
Let me throw this out. I would say let's not think of the price, because then like half of these things I wouldn't buy.
All right, so if price weren't
if I just had all the money in the world.
I still say no.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to give the price for each item anyway, Esmeralda. But let's not factor it in. Yeah, let's not factor it in. Okay. All right, so Dan votes no. All right. Vic Vaughn in the newsroom.
I want to buy this, but I'm leaning toward yes.
Okay.
Yes. Final answer.
You're going to say yes.
Yes.
And Vic, you'd buy this item.
You know, I want a kayak so badly, but I can't fit it in my apartment. There's no way.
Well,
I would if I was living alone, but I don't think Jeannie's going to be okay with me having a huge kayak in the living room. Did we just solve a problem for Vic?
Yeah,
I definitely am interested in this. I think she would buy this.
You know, according to this.
The Chicago River, along the lake, go all the way down to Chinatown. I think she would buy it.
Okay. According to this, Vic, now you can store your kayak in your coat closet after you take it up the elevator. So there you go. I am going to say no. And again, I do think it's too expensive, but again, we're not factoring that in. The reason I'm going to say no, one, I don't think Esmeralda is way into kayaking. I don't think that would be a thing that she would like to do. Two, I don't trust this thing from sinking. Because it's all collapsible, and you can fold it up and then stick it. I would not trust this thing to float for 4 seconds, and I really think that Esmeralda it thinks the same thing. It's a safety issue.
Fear mongering. So, you're trying to influence her decision.
No, I'm not. I'm giving you my reasons. Okay, so I say no. Dan says no. Vic says yes. Would Esmeralda buy that, Esmeralda?
No.
There you go. And and Vic?
You did it.
I have never kayaked in my life. Mm-hmm. It kind of freaks me out because what if you flip over? And then what?
Then you die.
Pretty much. It freaks me out. Yeah, I don't like that you're so enclosed and your legs are stuck under. It scares me a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I feel the same way. I've never been kayaking ever. But
it's neat though.
Yeah, but does my thought cross, did that cross your mind at all? Like, this thing's collapsible?
It's, well, yeah, which insight into your mind from the three of us does that represent?
I saw a kayak. I went, nope, not into it. I don't care what it does. No, thank you. So are you thinking, like, when you get those zippered pants that turn into shorts?
Yeah, I'm saying I don't
They're
trust
probably
it.
Not.
I don't trust this thing that you can, like, crush down and stick it in your backpack to be, you know, a flotation device.
Right, like the seals have to be really good.
Yeah, I would not, you know, I was like, oh, let's put this thing together. There's going to be leaks in it.
Well, Vic, when you buy it, let us know.
Yeah, Vic, when you're out on the...
I'm sure they checked for, you know, the leak problem before they marketed this thing.
I don't know if I would agree with that 100%. So, Vic, let us know when you get the Pack-A-Yak. And that's also a weird name. It sounds like you're going to vomit.
It's like, it sounds like you're packing yaks.
I'm a pack of yak. Or packing yaks.
Yeah
like in Ren and Stimpy.
Carrying a little
you
yak.
You have the yak. They have the yak, the portable yak.
Well, they had that yaks day.
They did. That's when you would take out your pack of yak.
I wonder if the paddles are collapsible. You got to walk around with
the paddle. They don't say anything about
paddle.
Oh, yeah.
See, but that's the thing. I don't think paddles are included because in the picture,
right,
it's just the kayak. They show the kayak collapsed so you can stick it in your backpack, and then they show it extended.
I would think in this day and age, there should be collapsible. What are they called?
Paddles? Yeah. What are they called?
I couldn't remember. Collapsible paddles.
I would trust the collapsible paddles more than I would trust the collapsible kayak. I would. So, but see, that wouldn't make any sense if they don't provide. And yet, that is an excellent point, Vic.
Well, paddles not included.
So what does that mean? You got a kayak in your backpack, but a 70-foot paddle that you're walking around with.
Right. It takes up a lot less room. In all fairness, I think they're probably around 6 feet tall. So.
Yeah. Okay. Still, what the hell is the point? All right, Vic, let us know if you don't drown.
Okay.
All right. We got to take a break. We got the news coming up and then more. Would Esmeralda buy that? Right here on 720 WGN. I love it. I want some more of it. Yeah. All right. Dixie requested Tim McGraw, I guess. That's Tim McGraw. Called I Like It and I Love It. I Don't.
That song is the biggest earworm for me. That'll be playing all day now in my head.
That's it. You're stuck.
I can't get it out of
my head. Stuck. I apologize. You can blame our listener, Dixie.
Thanks, Dixie.
Yeah. All right. We are in the middle of playing another episode, having another episode here of Would Esmeralda Buy That? So, and Esmeralda, are you ready for the next item up for bids?
I am.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Juice Bruce Lemon Squeezer. This one is really, you need to see this one. Everybody needs to see this one. So go to facebook.com/NickDShow. There's nothing that Juice Bruce enjoys more than juicing citrus fruits. Head first he goes into the lemon, orange, grapefruit, twisting and turning until every last drop has been extracted. It's made of solid organic wood. The notch in his mouth creates an ergonomic grip. No price on the Juice Bruce Lemon Squeezer. So it's hard to describe. He's got a he's Bruce. He's got like a face, and he's made of wood.
He's Bruce.
And yeah, that's what
you
he
know
is.
What I mean? Oh yeah, yeah. Bruce.
Oh Bruce, I know Bruce. All right, Dan. Would Esmeralda buy Juice Bruce, the lemon squeezer Juice Bruce?
I don't know how much juicing Esmeralda would do by hand, but Bruce is pretty adorable, so I will say yes, okay. She would buy that.
All right. And Vic Vaughn in the newsroom.
100% yes.
Wow. All right. Vic is very positive about this,
this
one.
This has Esmeralda written all over it.
Okay. I am also going to say yes. I think this is kind of right up Esmeralda's alley. So, all right, Esmeralda, would you buy Juice Bruce, the lemon squeezer Juice Bruce?
Yes.
See?
He's so cute. And the way they have him on here, it looks like he has hair because of the juice.
Oh, yeah, because the juice is coming down on his head. It looks like he's got Bruce Juice hair.
Adorable.
Okay, so Juice Bruce. Yes, we all three of us got that one right.
I would just put him up there, like on the counter. I wouldn't even use him.
Just leave. Just... like, here's Juice Bruce.
Yeah, because I have a juicing, like lemon juicing thing.
Mm. Of course you do.
But that's adorable.
Okay. All right, the score right now is Dan Chagrou with 3, Nick DiGilio with 3, and Vic Vaughn with 2. Vic.
Oh, poor Vic.
I've missed one, and I've heard that horn twice now.
He's doing much better.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, are you ready for the next one, everybody?
Yes.
All right. The Ayashi Octopus Sucker Massager. The suckers firmly but painlessly pull on the skin, applying a shiatsu style massage, help improve blood circulation and the flow of water in your skin. It's fully reversible. Wear the device with the suckers out and massage sore backs, necks, and legs. Turn the glove inside out so the suckers are on the inside and massage your hands and feet. It's a very weird looking item, by the way. The cost is $81 for the Ayashi Octopus Sucker Massager. Dan?
We know that she enjoys a good pet egg. So I can only imagine the thrill she would get from turning this inside out and placing it over her foot. It is a little weird looking, but again, it's cute weird looking. So it could be like a sculpture piece, a conversation starter. On her coffee table.
But she could maybe leave it next to Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So
or
I
put
will...
it over Bruce. And
No, nobody puts over
Bruce. Okay. Nobody,
puts Bruce.
Nobody puts Bruce in the corner.
Juice Bruce in a corner.
Unless he wants to be there.
That's right.
Cool. So I will say yes.
You're saying yes.
Would buy that.
You're saying yes. Okay. Is anybody as disturbed by this picture of this item as I am?
I want to know what it says.
I know it's written in some Asian language.
Because is it him saying that or
he looks like he's going oh,
which doesn't lend to them saying that it's painless.
Yeah. All right. And Vic Vaughn, the Ayashi Octopus Sucker Massager. Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes, because I remember her saying something about her feet and she. I don't know
that
what
sound real
you
weird
call it.
That
well,
I just love feet.
Yeah, no, but I think she would use this on her feet. She's mentioned in the past that the skin gets a little rough down there on the heels, and I think this could help that condition.
All right.
Oh boy.
I am gonna say, man, I don't know about this one. I'm gonna. What was that?
I was trying to set up for our next segment. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna say yes as well. So that's 3 yeses, right? 3 yeses.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So it's 3 yeses for the Ayashi Octopus Sucker Massager. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
No.
Wow. Okay. All 3 of us. Why would you not buy that?
I'm not digging this whole pulling on the skin business.
See that? I knew the picture. I should have taken that into account.
Like, it's just not even, I mean, I know that's exaggerated in the picture.
I don't think so.
But just, like, but just pulling on, I don't get why that would be so great.
Yeah. And you got the grass in your house for your feet, so yeah. What the hell do you care about sucker sucks?
My grass mat.
You got your grass mat. You can run around on that all day.
When you do have a chance, search for like the website that sells it, because there's other pictures of the guy like with it on his foot and like scratching his back with it. He's fully clothed, right. So you don't see the skin.
Yeah.
But it is pretty funny.
So it's the same dude whose skin is being stretched a half a mile?
I don't know if it's the same dude.
Okay. So it's the Iyashi Octopus Sucker Massager. If you want to have a lovely... The score remains me 3, Dan 3, Vic 2. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
The Whole Pizza Pool Float. Finally, someone combined your two favorite things in the Swimline Pool Pizza Slice Pool Float. Made of colorful heavy-duty vinyl and accommodates one adult rider. All slices are pepperoni with green peppers and olives. Choose from a single slice, a set of two, or a set of eight for the full pizza. A single slice a pool float is $42. The set of eight is $257.97. So the whole pizza pool float, you can get them as single slices and float around on a pizza slice in your pool with your friends. Another picture that I think everybody needs to look at on our Facebook page. Dan, would she buy the pool pizza float device?
With price no longer an option.
Yes.
I think it's kitsch enough that I can envision her buying one and hanging out at the pool, and V's got one next to her. Juice Bruce is on the pool side because they've made margaritas.
That's right.
She's got a box of the cookies with the cats in it.
Right. He's my best friend now, Juice Bruce.
Yeah.
he follows you everywhere.
Yeah. Go shopping.
Now, here's what I'm picturing with Juice Bruce. And if you can picture it, have you ever seen the movie Trilogy of Terror?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
No, I'm just saying it's kind of an iconic horror movie.
No.
It's about a little voodoo doll that comes to life. No. And he chases a woman around. And
gosh. No.
So that's what I'm thinking in the middle of the night. Juice Bruce is going to do that.
Well, he's got no arms.
So. Doesn't matter. He'll grow them. He's going to have one of those sucker things, and he's going to suck the arms out.
Oh, boy.
So, all right. So, Dan, what are you saying? Yes.
I will say yes.
Okay. Vic Vaughn in the newsroom.
I could definitely see her buying, because you could buy them separately.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see her buying one couple of these, maybe one or two.
Okay. All right, so, and Vic says yes. All right. Well, first of all, there's a problem with this item because it's not cut in squares. So right there, it's not an item that any Chicagoan should own. Because as we all know, pizza, as God intended, pizza is cut in squares.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It comes from a lifelong Chicagoan, so that's one thing. Clearly, this item was not made in Chicago. If it was made in Chicago...
How do they make pizza in J-Town?
It's squares.
Okay, so
yeah,
it's a valid point.
I'm talking thin crust, the way God intended. I'm not talking about this deep dish stuff. Right. I'm not a deep dish pizza guy. I know I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
I don't... You know, it's just not my... You should not use silverware with pizza. That's all I'm saying. I'm a thin crust guy, and it's got to be cut in squares. So that's my first problem with this. I'm going to say no. I'm going out on a limb here. I'm taking a chance. Going out on a limb, and I'm going to say no. So Dan says yes. Vic says yes. I say no for the whole pizza pool float. What is the answer, Esmeralda?
Yes. I would get the whole thing. Do you imagine?
That's for me.
That's so cool.
Chin up, Nick.
Vic is now comforting me.
We are tied.
Yeah.
Dan in the lead.
Yeah, Dan's in the lead. There's a shocker. Dan's in the lead. The score is Dan 4, Nick 3, and Vic 3. Okay. All right, Esmeralda. Thanks for screwing everything up.
Hey, I like Pizza Hut pizza.
I know you do, and that's an issue that we must discuss.
I'm not saying that's the only thing I like.
I know. But so you would just like float around on a slice of pizza. Yeah. Why didn't I? Of course you would.
How funny is that?
Why would I not
like,
think
hello.
That? But you have to have Bruce Juice loose.
You would. You would. I would get him. I told you I'd buy the whole thing.
Right.
Someone's got to ride on.
Someone's got to ride on it. So you got to have one for Juice the Bruce loose.
Right.
Dick Vaughn rides by in his kayak.
Sinking with no paddle because it didn't come with one.
I would rescue her on her floatable pizza sinking device while my kayak.
Sinking device. That's what it is. It's a pizza sinking device. If you would like to sink, buy this. Put Bruce Juice loose on it. All right. We have to break for the forecast and for the traffic, and then we'll get back. We got a couple of more items for Wood Esmeralda to buy that.
It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough.
Yeah.
And if you wonder.
Who is this? About the
sparrow. Tim McGraw.
With his wife,
and
Faith Hill. Yeah.
Faith Hill.
Oh, okay. That sounded
right.
Very familiar. I see.
It's Your Love. The Dixie requested this on Triple Play Thursday. Vic, you seem to know a lot about Tim McGraw and his private life.
Well, I spent several years in Texas. You can't help but pick up a little knowledge of country music.
No, that's right. No. I remember when you did your most, the albums that influenced you, that were influential.
Yeah. McGraw was not on there.
No, I know, but there was a lot of country stuff on there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. All right. All right. Are we ready to continue this?
Yes.
Before we jump back in, the 708 area code says, I have an inflatable boat that will fit in a small garden container storage container. It's capable of carrying 10 HP motor. Carrying a 10 HP motor, and it works really well. The paddle also fit in the same storage container.
Oh,
so,
we'll see.
Vic, there you go. Take you longer to drown. the 815 area code says that the Juice Bruce is on Amazon for only $17.95.
Oh, is it on sale?
Esmeralda is already dialing up Amazon right now to get the Juice Bruce on the loose.
This is so cute.
And he has hair. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
The motion-activated LED toilet light. The motion-activated toilet nightlight glows when you enter the bathroom. It comes in two colors. Green indicates that the toilet seat is down. Red indicates that the toilet seat is up and displays a bullseye in the bowl where you can take aim. It takes two AA batteries. It shuts off after 30 seconds, and it costs $11.99. Okay, well, all right. Well, we can talk about this one in a couple of seconds here. So, green indicates that the toilet seat is down, and red indicates that it's up, and it displays a bullseye to help you take aim. All right. I have several questions about this, but go ahead, Dan.
I will say yes.
Yes, Esmeralda would buy
this. Esmeralda appreciates a clean bathroom, and you know.
And she's got the panda in there. What's it called?
What does that have to do with the
toilet? I don't
know.
Don't you have to use toilet water? No, you don't use toilet water.
Don't you dare throw that. People are going to think I wash my clothes in toilet water.
All right. Who doesn't? All right, so. All right, so Dan, you're saying yes.
I will say yes.
Vic Vaughn, the motion-activated LED toilet light.
My chance to catch Dan. I'm going to say no, and here's why. She is young. There's one thing she's not doing in the middle of the night is getting up to go to the bathroom.
Wow, okay.
You've got some thought process.
That comes later in life.
Yeah, well, speaking as a man who's in his 50s and has a prostate, I can attest to that.
Uh-huh. Practical.
Right, practical. So you're saying no, Vic's saying no, Dan's saying yes. I'm also going to say no. I'm going to agree with Vic on this one. Now, I have questions about this, but I have a question about this item personally. But let's find out. It's $11.99. It's the motion-activated LED toilet light. It's green when the toilet seat's down. It's red when the toilet seat's up, and it displays a bullseye. I say no, Vic says no, Dan says yes. Esmeralda, yes or no?
No.
See, there you go.
I turn the lights on.
And
whenever I go to
Dan gets one of these.
I think that's the first time since I've been on the show Dan's gotten one
of those
hornets.
Streak.
By the way,
the streak is broken.
Three-way tie.
Yep.
Three-way tie.
Boy. And one to go.
Here's the question I have, really quickly. First of all, no, you know what? Let me get to this in a second. Here, hold on a second. Because Steve Grzanich is waiting to tell everybody what's happening on the opening bell. And there's nothing like leading into someone plugging their next show by talking about a toilet that lights up. Here's Steve, everybody. Hi, Steve.
I have lots of questions.
Yeah.
First of all, is this going to affect Jinxie the cat at all? Will it scare her from going to the bathroom?
I don't think so.
Movie reference there.
Yeah.
I heard that Esmeralda walks on grass in her house, and I'm just really confused about everything
just
that happens
rug.
In
just
her
it's
house.
A, it's,
she wants to buy a rug that is faux grass.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So does the light on this toilet turn like a different color after you go, like number one or number two?
I don't think so. Hmm. No. It's just green when the toilet seat's down. It's red when it's up, and it provides a target.
So it doesn't go like flashing red.
It doesn't flash. It doesn't also say, "Man, you stink." Doesn't do any of that stuff.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I don't think it's going to make it though. I think those other technical, adjustments might actually push it forward. But
okay.
The opening bell coming up. We have global intel around the world. The Beige Book is out. We have more insight in what the Federal Reserve is going to do with interest rates. Also this morning, Illinois is a mess. There's another new report that tells us just how big of a mess financially we're in. We'll talk about that in the first segment coming up on the opening bell.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right, you too, buddy. As Dixie's last request for the Triple Play Thursday, that's Tim McGraw with Shotgun Rider.
That was catchy.
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah, what's your question?
I happen to, one of the reasons why I didn't think you'd get this is because you live alone.
Right.
Okay? And you don't live with a man.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's an issue that like married couples and people who live together seem to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been an it's never been an issue with me ever with any woman I've ever lived with, because I put the toilet seat down and the lid down at all times.
You're very nice.
I do it by myself.
Okay.
I live by myself and I close the lid and the seat. It's always down. It always has been ever since I was a kid. The lid. And the seat and the lid down at all times. So you never have to worry about that ever. Mm-hmm. So I live alone. I don't need this thing. You know what I mean? Like if I go into the can in the middle of the night, I know what the lid is. The lid is down. I don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to suddenly sit down on the lid because it's always down. So I don't need this damn thing.
Real quick aside, I don't know if you saw that whoosh of air that came in.
Yeah, that was Mary.
That was Mary Sandberg proposing to you because that's how strongly she feels about the toilet seat down. She's ready to be your third ex-wife.
There you
because
go.
You put it down.
Okay. I guess it's an issue. I never really understood it. I don't understand why you just don't put it. It makes no sense to me that that's a thing.
You'd put it back to its original.
Exactly. You go in, the seat and the litter down when you walk into the bathroom. You lift up the lid, leave the seat down if you got to do that. You lift up the lid and the seat if you got to do the other. You're done, they both go down.
My husband, I've been married 30 years.
Yeah.
He always put the seat down. Now everybody's moved out of the house, except my son who comes home from college once in a while. Now he started to put it up, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, he's in a different bathroom. And he goes, I get this other bathroom now because the kids are gone, so I can do what I want.
Oh.
Seriously?
He did it out of respect for you.
For 30 years,
and now he reverts back because he has, quote, his own bathroom.
Oh, I see.
So what is he thinking the first time? Finally.
Well, so I still use that bathroom once in a while, and the other day I went to use it, and sure enough, the seat's up, almost fell in.
See.
Oh.
And the other question that I have about this is an eternal question. Do women not look at the toilet before they sit down?
I always turn the light on.
Well, in the middle of the night, I don't. If I have to get up,
I don't like. I don't going to the bathroom in the dark.
I don't know. I don't. I turn the light on whenever I go to the bathroom. Well, I'm usually up. I'm here at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So when I sleep, it's light out. But again, it's not going to happen in my case because the seat and the lid are always down. So,
well, some case in the middle of the night, you know, I don't want to turn the light on because it'll wake me up more. So
right.
I just
so
kind
the
of...
butt,
I was
the...
envisioning that, you know, Esmeralda has parties with Juice Bruce. There's margarita served. Gentlemen use the bathroom and you know.
And then Juice nice Bruce night. Falls in.
No, Juice Bruce. But Juice think, Bruce also puts it down.
He's, but I would think that those people would turn the light on to the bathroom.
You would think. All right, really quickly. It's the last one, okay? We got to break the tie here. The hatching dragon candle melt away a scaly wax egg to reveal a porcelain dragon inside. Because these mythical beasts are back from the brink of extinction, no need to walk into a blazing funeral pyre to hatch them. Each egg contains a random color dragon, and it's a lucky dip. So it's an egg. You light it up. It's a candle. It melts. There's a dragon inside. $44. What do you say, Dan?
She loves candles. She loves Game of Thrones. She loves this. Yes.
Okay. Vic.
Cost aside, yes, she buys it.
I also say yes. This is not going to break a tie, but we'll see because we all agree. I say yes. Esmeralda.
I'm going to go no. It looks kind of cheap. Cheap looking.
All right, cheap
like some
looking.
Some kid made it.
All right. Well, we ended in a three-way tie. Vic, you didn't lose this week.
I'll take a tie.
All right.